磨的。
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Wednesday evening service.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们星期三晚上的聚会。
Before our evening message, let us rise and sing hymn number 142.
在我们开始我们晚上的讯息之前，我们一起起立唱诗142首。
God, please have a seat.
感谢神，请坐。
Before our evening message, let's now kneel down and pray in the Holy Spirit together.
在我们开始晚上的讯息之前，我们一起跪下来用圣灵祷告。
We ask our Lord Jesus to bless us this evening.
我们祈求主耶稣基督今天晚上祝福我们。
So that through the study of His Word, we can all be edified.
那经过查考他的话语，我们都可以得到造就。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
一起跪下来祷告。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Queens.
愿主耶稣的喜乐与平安与大家在皇后区同在。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ that many of our brothers and sisters came early this evening to pray to God.
感谢主耶稣基督，很多的弟兄姐妹提早来到了教会，晚上在聚会之前来祈祷。
We ask our Lord Jesus to remember your prayers and bless you according to your devotion.
祈求主耶稣基督来祝福你，根据你的认真。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the topic, the weak but victorious Christian.
今天晚上想要用这个题目，软弱却得胜的基督徒。
I think many of us have been in church for some time.
我相信说有很多人已经在教会有很长的一段时间。
And perhaps in your time in the church, you have come to know many of the brothers and sisters.
那可能你在教会的时候就在这边认识了很多的弟兄姐妹。
Perhaps among these brothers and sisters, you also have, you think that some of them are strong. They're very solid in their faith.
那很多的弟兄姐妹，你可能认为就是说他们非常的坚强，他们的信心非常的坚固。
Perhaps if I ask you, think of a person who is a strong Christian, you already can think of somebody that you have in mind.
那我可能如果问你说你认为是非常坚强的基督徒，那你可以马上就说出来。
Perhaps we may even often think of ministers, ordained workers, also as strong Christians.
那可能我们有时候会认为传道长子们，或者是被立为长子的们，认为他们很坚强。
Similarly, when we think about some of the characters in the Bible, we may have a similar train of thought.
那如果我们想到圣经里面的一些人物的话，我们可能也是有这方面的联想。
Right, when we think of people like Peter, like Paul, like David.
那比如说我们想到彼得、保罗或者是大卫。
Right, when we think of these characters, we think of them as very strong and very wonderful believers in God.
那我们想到这些人物，我们认为说他们非常的坚强，然后他们是非常美妙的神的信徒。
But this evening, I'd like to look into one of the Psalms, and we will see that actually, a lot of times there's more than meets the eye.
那我们今天晚上来看诗篇里面，就是说会发现说。很多时候事情就是超乎出就是我们所观看的。
Right, sometimes on the exterior it seems he is very strong, but actually inside he may be going through some difficult times.
那可能是在外表看起来他非常的坚强，但是在内心中呢，他是在经历说一些非常困难的时候。
But in the end, we can all have the victory through the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在最后我们可以借着信耶稣然后来得胜。
So let's turn to Psalm 60.
那我们来翻开到诗篇第六十篇。
Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
We know that this month we are reading Psalm for our daily Bible reading.
那我们知道这个月是在念诗篇，就是我们每日读经。
So we have gotten to Psalm 60.
那我们现在就是正要看诗篇第六十篇。
Let's read the subtitle.
那我们来看这个题目。
It says, Psalm 60, the subtitle says, To the chief musician set to Lily of the Testimony, a Michtam of David, for teaching. When he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
在这边说到大卫与两河间的亚兰并索巴的亚兰征战的时候约押转回在岩谷攻击以东杀了12,000人那时大卫作着金丝叫人学习教于令长调右为政的百合花
Here we see that this psalm is written by David
那我们看到这个诗篇是大卫写的
And just like the psalm that we read last week
那就是像我们上个礼拜念的诗篇一样。
It's also set to some music.
那这也是根据一些乐器来创作的。
If we turn to Psalm 53, this is the one we studied last week.
那我们如果看诗篇53篇，这就是我们上个礼拜所查考的。
It says that it is set to Mahalath.
那在这边是说到教于调用马哈拉
right? And if we turn to Psalm 60 this tonight,
那如果我们翻开到今天晚上的第六十篇
it's set to another tune called Lily of the Testimony.
所以在这边是用成为另外一个调用为为证的百合花
And you can see what is the purpose of this song.
那我们可以看到这篇诗的原因
It says that it is for teaching.
那在这边说到是为了要教导。
So we, when we read this psalm, it is not only for, so when people back then were to sing this psalm, it's not just to sing, but also to learn.
所以在过去的人他们看到这个诗篇的时候，他们光不是光是只有唱，然后但是他们是想要学习。
Now, here especially also mentions the historical setting in which David wrote this psalm.
所以在这边也讲到这个历史的背景，大卫写了这个诗篇。
He said that David wrote this when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah.
所以呢，在这边说到大卫与两河间的亚兰并索巴亚兰征战的时候写的。
And thankfully, in the Bible, there's an incident in 2 Samuel that is very similar to this description.
感谢神，所以在撒母耳记下呢，有一段记载很。跟这个很类似
and it's most likely talking about when David encountered these battles.
所以在这边可能是形容大卫碰到这些征战的时候
So let's look at this historical setting.
那我们来看这个历史的背景
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
那我们翻开到撒母耳记下第八章
Let's put a bookmark on Psalm 60.
那我们先放把书先放到诗篇六十篇
But let's now turn to 2 Samuel.Chapter 8.
那我们先翻开到撒母耳记下第八章。
2 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第八章。
Let's start from verse 3.
那我们可以从第三节开始。
2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 3.
撒母耳记下第八章第三节。
David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his territory at the river Euphrates.
索巴王利和的儿子哈大底谢往大河去要夺回他的国权大卫就攻打他
Verse 4 David took from him 1,000 chariots 700 horsemen and 20,000 foot soldiers Also David hamstrung all the chariot horses except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots
第四节擒拿了他的马兵1700步兵20000加拉战车的马砍断提金但留下100辆车的马
Verse 5 When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David killed 22,000 of the Syrians
第五节大马士革的亚兰人来帮助索巴王哈大底谢大卫就杀了亚兰人22,000
Verse 6 Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus and the Syrians became David's servants and brought tribute.So the Lord preserved David wherever he went. Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 6, yeah.
第六节，于是大卫在大马士革的亚兰地 设立房营亚兰，人就归服他，给他进贡。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
Verse 7, And David took the shields of gold that had belonged to the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem.
第七节，他夺了哈大底谢臣仆所拿的金盾牌，带到耶路撒冷。
Verse 8, Also from Beta and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took a large amount of bronze.
第八节，大卫王又从属哈大底谢的比他和比罗他城中夺取了许多铜。
So if let's now jump to verse 13.
那我们现在跳到13节。
Verse 13, And David made himself a name when he returned from killing 18,000 Syrians in the Valley of Salt.
13节，大卫在盐谷击杀了亚兰，或作以东，见诗篇60篇诗题，18,000人回来就得了大名。
So we're going to stay here in 2 Samuel, but let's quickly turn back to Psalm 60.
我们会在这边停留一段时间，但是我们现在先回去诗篇60篇。
If you compare to the incident we just read with the subtitle, it matches up very closely.
所以如果我们可以看说我们刚刚所阅读的这跟这边的这个题目很相似。
Because in 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 3,
那在撒母耳记下第八章第三节
talks about how David fought the king of Zobah.
所以在这边提到说大卫跟这个索巴王征战。
And you can see in the subtitle of the psalm, Zobah is also mentioned.
所以我们可以看到就是说在这个诗篇的题目这边也有讲到索巴王。
And also, David went as far as the river Euphrates to fight.
那他甚至到这个两河间这个约弗拉底河。
Right. And this is talking about Mesopotamia.
这是讲说米索大米亚的地区。
And you can see that many of the places and names are mentioned in 2 Samuel as well.
那我们可以看到这边所记载的地方还有这些名字在撒母耳记下都记载。
So you can see 2 Samuel, it was written by a historian. Okay?
所以撒母耳记下呢是历史学者来写的。
I mean, it's of course inspired by God, but it's written from a historical point of view.
当然它是被神来启示，但是它是以历史的观点来写的。
So when it describes David and his actions, you can see it seems like David had victory so easily.
所以看到大卫在这边他的行动，那可以发现到他好像很容易就可以得胜。
Right? It describes how David has such a successful military campaign.
那在这边形容到好像大卫很容易的就可以就是赢了征战。
Especially if you look at the verbs that were written from verses 3 through 8.
那在这边可以看到就是第三节到第八节的动词。
Right, it just seems like David, he just did as he wished and without any trouble.
在这边看到好像大卫他想要做什么就可以做得到，没有任何的麻烦。
Verse 3 says David defeated.
所以第三节在这边是说到大卫攻打他。
Right, and then in verse 4, David took from him.
然后第四节擒拿了他。
Right, so he just...It's like so easy, just take it from him.
所以看起来好简单，就是只要拿。
It also says David hamstrung the horses.
然后还在这边说到他砍断了马的蹄筋。
It seems like he really was in control of the whole situation and wanted everything and could make things happen just so easily.
所以看得出来他好像在控制这整个局面，所以他想要做什么就可以轻易的做。
And then he said he spares some of them.
那在这边还说他留下了一些人。
The verb spare suggests that he is in total control and because of his mercy, he spared a few of them, right?
所以在这边用这个字留下就表示就是说他控制了全局因为他的怜悯所以留下了一些。
So as you read from verses 5 and onward, I think you get the same feeling. David, he just took and won and had victory so easily.
那如果从第五节开始再继续看的话就会发现说大卫他很容易得胜然后他
Verse 6 especially mentions, so the Lord preserved David wherever he went.
所以第六节在这边说到，大卫无论往哪里，神都使他得胜。
So again, this is from a historical perspective.
所以当然这是从历史的观点来看。
It is a story of victory.
这是一个得胜的故事。
It places the focus on the external.
所以它是在形容这个外表的情况。
But now let's go inside the heart of David.
那我们现在进入他的内心中来看。
What was going on in his heart at this time?
所以他的内心深处呢，是有什么样的想法呢？
Well, let's now turn back to Psalm 60.
那我们现在翻回去诗篇第六十篇。
Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Let's read verses 1 through 3.
那我们可以看第一到第三节。
Psalm 60, verse 1.
诗篇六十篇第一节。
O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. Oh, restore us again. Verse 2.
第二节。
You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. Verse 3.
第三节。
You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. Please read.
第一节，神啊，你丢弃了我们，使我们破败，你向我们发怒，求你使我们复兴。第二节，你使地震动，并且崩裂，求你将裂口医好，因为地摇动。第三节，你叫你的民遇见艰难，你叫我们喝那使人东倒西歪的酒。
This is such a drastic difference.
所以这是在这边是一个强烈的对比。
Right.From the story from 2 Samuel chapter 8, it just seems like David was so strong and so victorious.
所以在撒母耳记下第八章，在这边大卫看起来非常的坚强，然后得胜。
But from verses 1 through 3 of this psalm, you can see actually David, he felt like God had cast him off.
但是从第一诗篇第六十篇第一节到第三节，大卫感觉说神被神丢弃了他。
Right, he felt like there was a lot of trouble. He felt like he was being punished by God.
他们有很多的麻烦，他认为是说神在管教他们。
That God was displeased with them.
因为神对他们发怒。
Right, he felt like God was pouring out His wrath on them.
那他认为说神就是就把他的愤怒来。发出在他们的身上。
In verse 2, it gives us an understanding of how uncertain David was at that time.
所以在第二节呢，我们可以看得出来，大卫在那时候有多么的就是不确定。
Right, unstable.
非常的不稳定。
Right, because the earth was trembling, the earth was shaking.
因为这个地然后震动，然后崩裂。
So verse 3 also talks about how David felt.It was a very difficult time. It was hard.
所以第三节，大卫认为说那个日子非常的艰难。
And also, it was a confusing time.
然后它也是一个非常混乱的日子。
So when David was going through that period in history, he wrote this psalm, and you can see it was a time of uncertainty. It was a time where he was actually very tentative.
所以呢，可以发现出大卫在写这段历史的时候，他那时候的心情是非常的不确定。
Right, so this is one of the advantages of having two sides of the same story.
所以呢，这样子就是我们可以看两方面的情景是给我们非常大的好处。
We have the historical perspective, but we also have the first person perspective of.David, who was going through this incident.
那我们有历史的观点，然后我们有这个作者就是大卫，他在经历这件事情自己本身的观点。
And you can see that the pictures were so different.
那我们可以看到这个画面是非常的不一样。
So what can we learn from this comparison?
那我们从这个比较可以学习到什么？
The first thing I think that's probably obvious now is that even great...So-called great and strong believers will go through times of uncertainty.
所以呢，如果看到这个呢，那我相信就是说，即使伟大的信徒也会经历 过就是说 一段不确定的时候。
It tells us that no one is invincible.
所以在这边没有人 跟我们讲说没有人是认为是自就是无敌的。
Right, no matter how great, how strong, how stable a person may look, he will also go through some times where he feels very weak.
那不管这个人看起来多么的坚强，他一定会经历过软弱的时候。
Just like David here, right?
就像大卫在这边。
Very victorious military commander.
他是一个得胜的军事的统帅。
But actually going through those battles was not so easy.
但是经历了这些战争呢，不是一件容易的事情。
When you think about Peter, it's the same thing.
所以当你想到彼得也是一样的情况。
He had some times where he was really a wonderful example to the other disciples.
所以他有一些时候呢，就是说他可以带给其他门徒非常好的榜样。
And he seemed like very strong, very brave, very courageous.
他看起来非常的坚强，然后非常的勇敢。
But he also had weak moments.
那他也有软弱的时候。
He also had times where he wept bitterly.
那他也有痛哭流泪的时候。
Even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth,
甚至主耶稣基督在这个世界上。
He also had flesh and blood.
那他也是有血有肉的人。
And of course, he was full of God's power.
那当然他充满了神的能力。
But when he was facing the crucifixion,
所以当他面对要被钉十字架的时候,
the Bible says that his heart was full of sorrow.
所以在圣经里面记载说他的心非常的伤痛。
The Gospel of Luke tells us that even an angel had to go and strengthen him.
所以在路加福音记载说甚至天使都要下来安慰他。
Right. So the greatest of believers,the strongest of Christians,
所以最伟大的信徒，然后最坚强的信徒呢，
can also be very weak,
也是可以有软弱的时候。
So what does this tell us?
所以这跟我们说什么？
It tells us that we should pray for every single member.
所以在跟我们说，我们应该要为每一个信徒来代祷。
Right. Because no one is invincible.
所以呢，不是每一个人都是就是无敌的。
And it also tells us that we should pray also for those who we feel and seem to be very strong.
那我们也要帮那些看起来非常坚强的人来代祷。
Right? Pray for our ministers, pray for our workers.
那我们要为我们的传道，我们的工人来代祷。
Pray for the council members.
那我们要帮我们的负责人职务会来代祷。
Pray for our religious education teachers.
然后也是帮我们的宗教教育的老师来代祷。
Right. Pray for those who are strong, but sometimes they also will go through hardships.
那我们需要为那些看起来非常强坚强，但是有时候会经历痛苦的人来祈求。
Right. So this is the first lesson that we can learn.
所以这是我们可以学到的第一个教训。
Second lesson that we can learn.
那我们可以学到的第二个教训
is that we should always be honest with God.
那我们一定要对神非常的诚实。
Right. You can see Psalm 60 is like a prayer that David wrote.
所以呢，我们可以看到诗篇六十篇就是大卫写的一篇祈祷文。
Right. Of course, David he was a king. He was the general.
所以当然大卫他是王，然后他也是统帅。
And perhaps to others, to the public, he had to maintain a courageous and strong exterior.
所以对于其他人呢，他一定要呈现出非常强壮胆子非常大的这种外表。
Right, because that will influence the morale of his army.
因为这是会影响他的军队每一个人的就是他们的心。
But when he's before God, he is completely open and honest and vulnerable.
但是他在神面前呢，他就是非常的坦然，非常的无助。
Right. So you can see that in his psalm, he is completely pouring out his heart before God.
那我们可以看到在诗篇，他把他的心浇灌出来给神。
Right. He's telling God, God, we are cast away.
所以他跟神说，我们被遗弃了。
Right. You have shown us hard things.
因为你向我们发怒。
Right. So, In our prayer, let us always be open and honest before Him.
所以到在我们祈祷的时候，那我们一定要对神非常的坦然。
If we have sinned against God, then we should confess our sins and repent.
如果我们有犯罪的话，那我们一定要祈求神的原谅，然后悔改。
Right. Sometimes, we want to have this very perfect exterior.
那有时候我们希望有这个完美的外表。
But sometimes we even take that perfect exterior to come before the presence of God.
那有时候我们会把这个完美的外表来带到神的面前。
And actually God can see right through us.
但是神可以看穿我们。
Right. So we all have a weak side. We all have ugliness.
因为我们每个人都有软弱，然后都有丑陋的一面。
Right. And so we should always be honest.
那我们要非常的诚实。Right.
If we turn to Psalm 139,
如果我们翻开到诗篇139篇
Psalm 139,
诗篇139篇
Verse
7
and
8. 第七、第八节
says, Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Verse 8. If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
第七节，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃避？逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
Here it talks about the perfect knowledge of the God we worship.
所以在这边形容到我们所认识的神。
Right, and there's no thought or intent that we can hide from God.
所以没有什么的心思意念我们可以向神来隐藏。
So we might as well be completely open and honest with him.
所以那我们就应该对神非常的诚恳然后非常的坦白。
Even when we feel very weak, right?
当我们感到虽然非常软弱的时候
right, then let us go to the presence of God.
那我们需要来到神的面前。
Yeah, I remember, When I received my first calling to be a preacher,
我记得那时候得到神第一次的呼召来做传道。
There was a prayer in the evening.
这是一个晚间的祷告。
And then it was during also a time where our campus fellowship was visiting other churches.
所以也是在这个时候呢，我们校园团契呢在。拜访其他的教会
and everybody was already sleeping, getting ready to go to sleep.
所以每个人都准备要睡觉那时候
But I was in the chapel praying, and then after this experience, I went upstairs to go sleep.
然后我在会堂里祷告，然后有这个体验，然后我就到楼上睡觉
I remember when I went into the room, and I just crawled into my sleeping bag, and I just started to cry and cry and cry.
所以我记得那时候我进入到我的房间，然后我钻进我的睡袋中呢，我就开始不停的哭。
What I'm trying to share is that, yes, today now I am serving as a preacher.
所以我想要分享的就是说，今天呢，我现在是做传道。
But to the process of serving as a preacher is not always easy.
但是服侍作为传道的这个过程呢，不是不一定常常都是容易的。
Even the first step of accepting God's calling was a challenge. I cried myself to sleep.
甚至在那时候接受神的呼召的第一次的时候呢，我甚至就是在哭的要睡觉。
Okay, so.The Christian indeed is weak.
所以基督徒是软弱的。
Right. And when we come before God, though, we can always be honest.
所以当我们来到神的面前，我们都可以变得非常的诚恳、诚实。
What is another lesson we can learn?
那我们在这边还可以学到什么教训？
We can learn that in times of uncertainty, we can turn to our Almighty God.
我们可以学到，就是说，在不确定的时代的时候，我们可以转向神。
Let's continue reading Psalm 60 verses 44 verse 4 and 5.
那我们继续看诗篇第六十章四和五节。
Psalm 60, verses 4 and 5.
诗篇六十篇四和五节。
You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Verse 5. That you, your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and hear me. Here you can see that David begins to turn his mind and heart to God.
所以在这边可以看到说大卫把他的心还有心思意念转向神。
Verses 1 through 3 was all about his weakness and uncertainty.
所以一到三节呢都是有关于他的软弱他的不确定。
But in verses 5 it teaches us that in our distress, God will leave us a banner for it.
所以第五节说到说在我们的就是忧伤或者是有困难的时候呢那神会拯救我们。
God will leave us a banner.
他会给我们挂旗。
Right. So what is this banner?
那这个挂旗是什么呢?
This banner in the context of war is talking about where the army would rally to during the battle.
所以呢这个挂旗呢如果是在形容在战争的时候呢就是说军队聚集的地方。
Right. So here, David is using this imagery to talk about that God will give us this banner to go for safety, for strength.
所以呢在这边大卫在形容说神会给我们这个挂旗然后让我们躲避到一个安全的地方。
So everything is very uncertain, but God has given us this sign, this banner to rally towards.
所以一切都是那么的不稳定但是神会给我们这个挂旗然后聚集我们然后保护我们。
And actually, this banner can represent the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以这个挂旗呢也可以形容主耶稣基督他本身。
Let's turn to two verses.
那我们来翻两节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 15.
出埃及记十七章十五节。
And Moses built an altar and called its name, The Lord is my banner.
所以摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我的挂旗的意思。
Okay, amen. Here, Moses erected an altar.
所以在这边摩西筑了一座坛。
This was after they defeated the Amalekites in the battle of Rephidim.
所以这边是他刚刚在利非定击败了亚玛利人。
Right.And Moses wanted to commemorate how God gave him the victory.
所以呢，摩西在这边要纪念神给他得胜的这个征战。
And he called that altar, the Lord Nissi, which is the Lord is my banner.
所以他起名叫耶和华尼西，就是神是我的挂旗的意思。
So this is talking about God Himself is our source of strength, our sign of stability.
所以呢在这边说到神就是我们的力量他是我们的能让我们稳定的神。
Let's also turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
那我们来翻开以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12.
以赛亚书十一章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12.
以赛亚书十一章十二节。
Let's actually read verse 11 and 12.
那我们可以看十一十二节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 11 and 12.
以赛亚书十一章十一十二节。
It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. Verse 12.
十二节。
He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel.And gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Here is a prophecy talking about the end days.
所以在这边形容末世的一个预言。
Here it talks about how God will set his hand again a second time.
所以在这边说到主必二次伸手。
Right. So this is usually interpreted.Be talking about the establishment of the true Jesus Church, the true church in the end time.
所以这边通常是在形容真耶稣教会的建立，然后在末世教会的建立。
Right, the first time is the day of Pentecost when the apostolic church was established.
所以第一次就是五旬节的时候，在那时候建立使徒教会。
But the second time is talking about the end days, the establishment of the true Jesus church.
所以第二次呢，就是说在末世的建立，就是真耶稣教会的建立。
And it says that he will set up a banner for the nations.
所以在这边说到呢，他会立一个挂旗。
This banner can represent the church.
所以这个大旗呢，就是可以代表教会。
So you can see that, God is this banner. The church is also this banner.
所以我们可以看到说，神是大旗，那教会也是大旗。
Right, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of His church. The church is His body, and that cannot be separated.
所以主耶稣教基督主耶稣基督是教会的头，然后教会是基督的身体，所以这两个没有办法分开。
Right, so the whole being the whole body, head and body, is this banner.
所以这个头呢，跟身体呢，就是这个大旗。
So in times of uncertainty, we must turn to the Lord Jesus.
所以在不确定的时代，我们一定要转向主耶稣基督。
He has left us this banner.
那他留给我们这个挂旗。
So always go to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们一定要回到主耶稣基督。
And do not neglect coming to church.
那不要放弃不来教会。
Right, to have fellowship with the members.
那我们要跟弟兄姐妹来团契。
Let's turn back to Psalm 60.
那我们翻回去诗篇60篇。
Verse 6 through
9. 6到9节。
Psalm 60 verses 6 through
9. 诗篇60篇6到9节。
Says, God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. 7. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head.Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia shout in triumph because of me. Verse 9.
第九节。
Let's actually stop at verse 8. Right. Here, this is talking about how God has spoken.
所以在这边说到神已经说话。
Right. And God mentions so many places and peoples.
他这边指出来非常多的地方还有不同的人。
And ultimately, what these verses are telling us is that God is Almighty.
所以在这边最后这些经节跟我们说到神是就是伟大的，
全能的，
全能的。
He is transcends all these peoples.
因为他可以超越这些人。
Right. So, he can measure out the valley.
所以他可以量这个谷。
And then Judah is his lawgiver.
犹大是他的帐。
Moab is his washpot.
所以摩押是他的浴沐盆。
Edom, he will cast his shoe.
以东他会抛鞋。
Right, so you can see that God, just like in Isaiah, it says that the people of this world are just like a drop in a bucket.
所以就像以赛亚书说到这世上的人民就好像在一个盆子里面的一滴水。
Right, and that the earth is his footstool.
那这个全地呢，就是他的踏脚的地方。
So just like here, all these peoples are within God's control.
那就在这边说到，所有的人都是在他的掌握之中。
So in times of uncertainty, we turn to our Almighty God, and indeed He is Almighty.
所以在不确定的时代呢，我们转向全能的神，因为他是全能的。
Right, just like He has control over these peoples.God will also have control over the difficulties we are facing.
因为他可以就像掌握这些人，就像可以掌握很困难的环境一样。
Let's now continue reading verses 9 through 12.
那我们继续看第九节到十二节。
Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Verse 11.
十一节。
Give us help from trouble.For the help of man is useless. Verse 12.
十二节。
Through God we will do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies. Verse 9 through 12 teaches us a final lesson.
九到十二节在这边给我们最后一个教训。
Which is that it teaches us to understand the limitations of man.
所以这个教导呢是跟我们讲说人是有限的。
That indeed, mankind is very weak.
因为人类是软弱的。
In comparison to God who is almighty, what can man do?
所以要跟着伟大全能的神来比较人可以做什么。
So here David confesses that right now, it seems like things are very difficult. It's because God has not been with us.
所以呢，在这边大卫说到啊，情况非常的艰难，就是因为神不与我们同在。
That God has not been leading us. God is not bringing us into the city.
那神没有带领我们进入这个城里
面。That God did not go out with our armies.
那神没有跟我们的军兵一起出去。
But he also confesses that God we're only going to rely on you.
但是他也承认说，神啊，我们只能靠你。
Because the help of man is useless.
因为人的帮助是枉然的。
So we must understand our limitations.
所以我们一定要了解自己的有限度。
We may be weak.
我们可能软弱。
But actually in this weakness, God's great power will be manifested.
但是在这个软弱之中，神伟大的力量会显明出来。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
那我们可以看哥林多后书第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
哥林多后书十二章第九节。
And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast of my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let's continue to read verse 10.
我们再继续念十。
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Right. Here, Paul is talking about one of the trials he faced.
所以在这边保罗讲到他面对的一些征战。
And during his prayer, God shared with him a message.
所以在他的祷告神分享了一个讯息。
God told him, My grace is sufficient for you.
神跟他说我的恩典够你用的。
My strength is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人软弱上显得完全。
So Paul learned to embrace the infirmity that God gave him.
所以保罗学习到怎么样来就是应付神给他的艰难。
And he took pleasure in those things.
然后他在这方面是得到非常就是一种喜乐。
Right, because he knows that when he is weak, then he is strong.
所以他知道如果他是软弱的话，他就是强壮的。
Why is he strong?
为什么他是强壮的？
Because when he's weak, he turns to the Almighty God.
因为当他软弱的时候，他就会转向全能的神。
He knows the limitation of man.
他知道人的有限度。
And he goes to...His greatest strength.
所以他会就是往他最大去找他最大的力量
Which is God himself.
就是神本身
And then he will deliver us.
然后神就会拯救我们
So our Christian journey will be full of trials.
所以那我们基督徒的生活呢会充满了不同的试炼
And many times we will see exactly howweak we are.
那很多时候我们会发现自己到底有多软弱。
But let us not fret, let us not be troubled.
但是我们不要觉得很无奈。
Right. Well, let's go to God in prayer.
我们可以向神祈求。
Let us have the victory through God.
那我们可以借着神来得胜。
Right. So David, he won the borders of the promised land.
所以呢，在大卫这边战胜了这个应许之地的边界。
Right, even going to the river Euphrates.
甚至到幼发拉底河。
And from a historical point of view, it seemed like it was so easy.
因为在历史的观点看起来非常的容易。
But actually, it was with many tears.
但是呢，是带着非常多的泪水。
So in the same way.
所以同一时候。
We are weak.
我们也很软弱
But we shall be victorious.
但是我们一定会得胜
Let's now sing hymn number 167.
那我们来唱诗167首
So hold your cross.
If I would increase my courage, Lord, have the toil in you. Thank God, please have a seat.
感谢神，请坐。
Now we're going to make a concluding prayer together.
那我们现在一起来要做结束的祷告。
In our prayer, let's continue to pray for our holy work in the New York area.
那在我们祷告的时候，我们继续为纽约地区的圣工来代祷。
Let's also pray for Sister Wang Han.
那我们请为王涵姐妹来代祷。
She'll be having a major surgery in a couple weeks.
那她再过几个礼拜会要做一个很大的手术。
Also, let's pray for Miss Huang Sui Ying.
然后请为黄穗莹小姐代祷。
She is seeking peace in her heart.
她内心中想要有平安。
So let's keep those in prayer. Let's also pray for all the members in Queens.
那我们也为所有在皇后教会的信徒来代祷。
Maybe some people, they seem to be very strong.
那可能有些人看起来非常的强壮。
Maybe inside, they are going through some trials.
那可能内心中来正在经历一些征战。
So we ask the Lord to strengthen them.
所以我们祈求神来加强他们。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
那我们一起跪下来祷告。